not wouldn't be the House, I guess the joint House Senate Commerce Committee for HB 19 will please come to order. Would you please call the roll?
Representative Holmes?
Present.
Representative Seaton?
Here.
Chair Lynn?
Here.
Senator Meyer?
Here.
Senator Menard?
Here.
Senator Wilikowski?
Here.
Okay. Everybody's here. I want to thank the committee for getting together on such short notice, because we have a lot of stuff to do today and all manner of things. But right now we're going to be concerned about HB 19, Special Request License Plate. A Commerce Committee has been called because the House failed to concur on a vote of 12 to 28. And if you look at your packet, I have the vote count. You see who voted for what. And you can see it was a pretty substantial vote there on one direction, and you can see also, I think, that it is basically a bipartisan thing. It wasn't partisan one way or the other. It doesn't appear to me. So I'm going to ask Reverend Seaton, you've done some checking in on it. Would you please give us the procedures we need to follow here before we go into it? And I guess if somebody would give me a piece of scratch paper here.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. The conference committee, as it meets, has a choice of selecting either the House version that was passed or the Senate version that was passed. And if we cannot agree on that, then we would sign the report that we do not agree. At that time, we would need limited powers of free conference to negotiate between the two versions, and we could remove parts or mix and match between the two versions, but we couldn't go beyond and add anything new with limited powers of free conference.
Of the bill.
Within either bill, we could use any of the elements within either bill that passed either the House or the Senate. Prior to that being official, we have to get limited powers of free conference from both the Speaker of the House and the President of the Senate. The normal procedure is that we could go ahead and do those negotiations, but that our final report would not be valid until the Speaker and the President and the bodies had given the conference committee the power, limited power of pre-conference, and at that time the report could be submitted and accepted.
Okay, is there any questions or comments on that from anybody on the committee? Okay, with that,
Mr. Chairman?
Excuse me, Senator Meyer.
Yes, perhaps as we get further along here, somebody will explain the differences between the House bill and the Senate bill, because those are the two choices we have, is that correct?
Yeah, those are the two choices.
Okay, so I think it would be good just okay. For me to refresh my memory, and anybody who may be watching.
Anybody can do that, but Senator Rolkowski, would you like to do that?
Sure. The House bill, and
a little louder, please.
Yeah, the House bill, as I understand it, had one license plate in it. It was
the In God We
HB 19, the In God We Trust license plate. The Senate version sought to basically eliminate license plates from ever coming before us in the legislation. and so what we did was we put in all the license plates that have been proposed this year and in the legislature. I think there's six different ones. And then we put in the Senate bill, I believe it's 93, which passed the Senate unanimously. Yes. And which basically gave DMV the authority to issue specialty license plates, which is something that's done in 24 other states, and basically to solve this issue once and for all, to take it out of the legislature's hands, to have it so that we don't ever have to deal with a license plate issue again.
I'm a little tired of license plates myself.
I'm very tired myself, Mr. Chairman.
I think we're unanimous on that.
We are unanimous, you know, on that. Again, the one bill is original HB 19, which is a trust only, and as a result of non-concurring by the House, we had.
Mr. You mean you want to take a street at ease?
Yeah. At ease. We're back on record. Probably the best thing to do now, I would assume, would be somebody could make a motion for the Senate to recede, or somebody make a motion, make sure, so we know where we are, then we can start negotiating if necessary. So I'll entertain a motion.
The motions would be to accept one version, and the other motion, yeah. I would think, would be to accept the other version.
Yes. Would somebody make that motion?
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to accept the CS for the Senate Bill 19.
State Affairs.
So to accept the
Senate Bill 19, State Affairs.
Okay.
And that's 27-LS0141 /R.
Correct. Yes.
Anybody object for discussion?
Object.
Representative Seaton. Any comment on the table? Nobody?
Mr. Chair, I would I wholeheartedly support that motion.
I know you do, and for the record, I did support that motion on the House floor.
No, I appreciate that.
And I tried everything I could do to get it passed, and obviously some arguments for and against that. But the fact of the matter is the vote was 12 yeas, and there were 28 nays and only 12 yeas with nobody excused. So it was pretty solid vote against it. Senator Myers.
And I think therein lies the dilemma. On our side, we were unanimous in support of Senate Bill 19. So we got to get somewhere from where we want, what we want, to what will accommodate the needs of the House.
Representative Holmes. I have trouble going representative to senator.
Yeah,
I'm used to one kind or the other. Go ahead.
Yeah, and ironically enough, I think every single one of the six people at this table actually voted for that version of the bill. But that being said, we were appointed by the House, which turned the bill down 28-12. So, as much as I might personally like that version of the bill, I'm not going to be able to support it today because we wouldn't be able to get it through our body.
There's a motion on the floor, a motion before the committee. Do you maintain your objection?
Yes.
Okay. Would you call the roll, please?
Representative Holmes?
No.
Representative Seaton?
No.
Chair Lynn?
No.
Senator Meyer?
Yes.
Senator Menard?
Yes.
Senator Wilikowski?
Yes.
3 yay, 3 nay.
So as I understand it, the motion failed. Is that correct? Okay. Do you have another motion?
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Seaton.
I'd move House Bill number 1927-LS0141/D, the bill as it passed the House.
As it passed the House. Okay, is there an objection?
Objection.
Okay, an objection for discussion? Any discussion on that?
Well, yeah, Mr. Chairman, I guess I objected. This only includes one plate, obviously, in God We Trust. And we felt like all the plates had merit. And we felt also, too, that Senator Wilikowski's proposal of getting out of the plate business had a lot of merit. So for that reason, we would be opposed to the passage for House Bill 19.
Any other comment? I would like to see only HB 19 is originally proposed, but in the spirit we're trying to work together here, I would vote against it, I guess, because we need to get to the meat of the problem. Would you take the roll, please?
What? Vote against it to.
Well,
to get to the 19.
Will it be tied 3?
It's going to be a tie, but would you take the roll, please? And I get to go last? Ha ha.
Representative Holmes?
Yes.
Representative Seaton?
Yes.
Senator Meyer?
No.
Senator Menard?
No.
Senator Wilikowski?
No.
Chair Lynn?
Yes.
3 yay, 3 nay.
Okay, so the motion failed. So now we need to see what we do to come together working something out. Anybody have any suggestions?
No. Point of information, Mr. Chair.
Senator Menard.
Thank you. Did you want to? I can defer to you.
Okay.
Somebody.
Okay.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman.
Everybody's seated.
Mr. Chairman, as the conference committee has failed to accept either one, we do have the conference committee report to sign that we have failed to agree on either the Senate version or the House version. Do you want that?
So we should probably do that now, I suppose. For sanity's, let's sign that, and then we'll see what we can. Conference committee is back on the record, please. And for your information, we just signed a document that shows that this conference committee failed to agree either to accept neither one of the bills, either the original bill or the bill as modified by the Senate. So now we're going to see what we can do to put this puppy together. I believe, Senator Menard, you were next in line.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to know, because we did not have the privilege of listening in on the conversation, the debate that was in the negative, and I would like to know at this as a starting point, what were the overriding license plates that they objected to?
Okay. I can begin, and then I would invite my two colleagues in the House to join in and modify or expand upon anything I said. There were two main concerns, as I understand it. One was there was no debate on any of the license plate bills except the Choose Life and the one proposed by Planned Parenthood. There was some disagreement on that. That was part of it. I think, though, the major problem, as it turned out, was giving what some people thought to be carte blanche authority to the DMV to decide who gets what plate and when. I don't personally think there was carte blanche authority to do that because the process is set up. But I think that the vote was 12 in favor, 28 nay, and I would venture that the great majority of the people who voted nay on that, it was because of the authority given to the DMV. They felt that they could go off and basically do anything, and they came up with some people came up in private conversations during the various adhesives with horrible examples of some plate that the DMV might come to. And in my political judgment, that's the reason why it failed as dramatically as it did from both parties.
May I have a follow-up?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Were they citing in different states that there had been horrible plates that came forth because of the DMV practice in other states, or is this something that they were concocting in their head? You know, what a possibility? Because I knew we were very restricted on what the DMV was going to allow, and I was comfortable with that because there were stop places there that they couldn't, you know, do something vulgar. And anyway.
Well, I'm here to tell you, I never know what's going on inside the head of some other legislator. I don't recall any comments on the floor about other states. Maybe I missed it. Let's go to Reverend Holmes and Reverend Seaton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And expand on what I had to say.
I concur with what you said. We had a handful of people who voted against it because they'd said in prior floor debates on license plate bills that they were not going to vote for any more license plate bills, period.
Whatever they were.
I would say that's a small number of people, but there are some people in our body who have just said they're done with license plates and they aren't going to vote for any more license plate bills. Doesn't matter what they said. So there was that group. I think probably most of the no votes appeared to involve the issue of turning this over to the DMV. I heard no actual examples, to answer your question, Senator Menard. I heard no actual examples of other states. All of them were hypotheticals. But I think that was the main. I did also hear some people voice concern, particularly to us after the conference committee was appointed, not so much during floor debate, but after the conference committee was appointed, I had several people come to me and express concern about both the pro-life and the pro-family, pro-choice license plates. Those were the only ones out of the enumerated plates that anybody has voiced any concern to me about.
Reverend Seaton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, I recall three people were done with voting on any license plate bills. They just felt that there was such a we should be dealing with more significant issues, and they just wouldn't vote on those at all. Again, no matter what the bill was about or what the plate was. The rest of the debate that I heard was totally involved around granting the authority to DMV, whether we wanted to have some control or some oversight or some what we do now, individual license plates. That was a majority of the opinion. There was not any debate that I recall at all on individual plates, picking one out or the other. And I'm talking about in the floor debate, not in, you know, in private conversations. There's other concerns, but the concerns that were expressed in the House were basically that they didn't want to turn that authority over to the DMV and wanted to have control by elected officials that are representing constituents to look at each one of those plates. That doesn't comport very well with the three people that never want to vote on another license plate bill again, so I'm not saying everything, but that was the single issue that was really addressed in the main on the floor.
Okay. If I could just comment to your comments. Human nature has it, as we started this was a courtesy after Senator Wilikowski's bill came in, that we were willing to give up our license plates. Yours was attached to mine. And I'm wondering if these 3 to 6 people, if it were their license plates, they might, instead of feeling no, absolutely no more license plates, and not have to face their constituency. But, you know, it's human nature for us, since we don't have any skin in the game. Well, just no license plates at all. No, we'll just go with letting DMV have complete control of that. So I take issue with that, but in the world of politics, you know, we have to play this out too. But that was the reason why we were so in agreement with Senator Wilikowski's bill, because ours would still have a place, and then from then on out, here on out, after when 2012 starts, then the DMV would be the one in charge of license plates. And I do stand by that is still a good way to go. But like I said, it depends if I think I said enough.
And Senator?
Representative.
Just to respond, you know, I mean, I agree with you. I really don't want to deal with the issue. I don't think that the people were responding that they didn't want to vote on anybody else's license plate. The three people that testified would adamantly not put forward a license plate bill themselves either. So I don't think it was that issue. I just wanted to clear that up. I didn't want to give the wrong impression. They just don't think that the legislature should be dealing with those individually, but that was quite contradicted by the majority of the people.
And I did have a note from my staffer, Thomas Roger, to remind me that when we got into the DMV portion of the license plate bill, which came from Senator Wilikowski's bill and my House State Affairs Committee, that was heard and debated basically in our House State Affairs Committee, but that's the only committee that it was heard in, not been heard in any other committee, and that bill currently resides in the House Finance Committee. So they're just the people in our House State Affairs Committee that ever heard the debate on that, and few of anybody else, I think, really knew about it. Do you agree with that?
Well, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Meyer.
Yeah, I can understand that. When I first heard the concept, I was worried as well, putting that much power, influence, bureaucrat, essentially. But I think Senator Wilikowski's done a good job of putting some safeguards around that bureaucrat and what he or she can do and decide and not decide. And so I felt really good about it. But I think it is just a matter of educating the rest of the members on that concept, because not only did I hear it in State Affairs, I heard it on the Senate floor, so I'm very comfortable with it now. So, yeah, I can understand.
Do you have a recommendation? Send them. All right, where we go from here?
Well, I guess I would turn to my fellow colleague in the Senate. I understand his bill is in Senate Finance, and I don't know if the chairman has offered to hear it. House Finance, and I don't know if the chairman has offered to hear it so that the House members can be educated on that issue. More House members, yes.
Senator Nowakowski?
There was a call that we got after the bill had passed. I think it had passed early morning, and then shortly after that, there was a staffer who called and asked to hear the bill. But we never had an opportunity to present it in Senate.
Well, yes, the House, one of the co-chairs in the House Finance, did offer to hear the bill, and I said we didn't need to hear it because we had my HB 19 with the Ungodly Trust Plate, which you'd added stuff into, what was going to be for the House floor, so I didn't want to take everything that's going on. I didn't want to add more load to the Finance Committee. And so we resolved my HB 19 with just the Ungodly Trust, plus the add-ons. Representative Seaton.
And just to be clear, this wasn't a brief conversation. This bill came out of the limbo file, went back into the limbo file. The following day it was taken out and voted on. So there was time for education in the House, and it wasn't that it was just a gut response with not having time to look at it. So, you know, the education process in the House would have to go through the committee process, I think, to do that. And that's what we've been sent here to do, is to negotiate, if we can, a solution to go forward.
Anybody want to put something on the table that we can debate on how we might resolve this?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Seaton.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to propose that we pass or adopt the Senate version with the omission of Section HH, which is on page 3. And I would make that motion and then ask for an objection for discussion.
Any objection for discussion?
Objection.
Senator Meyer, objection for discussion?
And just to make sure, Senator Wilikowski, if we removed HH, would that remove the full authority that is granted to the DMV section?
I believe it. I have my staffer here.
Would you like to come forward and identify yourself?
I think there is conforming
language. Sub 25 on
page 5. Yes.
We'd need to remove section 25 on page 5 as well, line 16 through 21.
Okay. And
would be conforming, I would believe.
So, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to amend the motion to remove HH and on page 5, section 25, line 16 through 21.
Okay. Objection for discussion?
I already objected, but I'll object again.
Okay. Okay. Any discussion, or do you want to go to a vote? Here's your chance. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to hear from Senator Wilikowski.
Yes, of course. As I understand it, if I understand the motion, this would take out the DMV, for lack of a better term, the DMV stuff out of there. It would leave every one of the license plates that's currently in the bill. That's my understanding. Okay. Senator Wilikowski.
Right. Well, I had hoped that that would be the last license plate bill that
me too
did. And I know how people have to respond to your constituents, and if you have constituents who come to you and ask you to do these things, that's where their voice.
We understand that.
And I completely respect that. And so from my perspective, this was the compromise. This was, you know, let's pass all these now, and then we won't have to deal with this issue. And I think our constituents will like it. From what we've talked to in other states, we've heard no complaints at all. So I would object to it, but vote your conscience.
Yeah. And, of course, I join you in most of that because I tried to get it passed. Okay. Any other comments, discussion? Senator Menard. I'm not used to chairing committees with senators on board.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
As to my education.
I would like to go on record, should this amendment in this motion by Representative Steeden go forward in the affirmative, I would like to go on record stating I would like to see this come back next year. We still have next year for bills, and I would like to be able to be a strong supporter in seeing that at the end of the day, next year, that this is back will be on the record as a bill.
And we still do have
with the license plate.
Senator Relikowski's bill is in House Finance, and of course, if we were to do this, it would take the license plates out of that bill and just have that alone.
I was just going to say when I originally had this idea to put in Section HH, which gives DMV the authority, I actually had two ideas. Idea one was to do this section, and idea two was to do a bill that prohibited any more specialty license plates. So I'm not wed to the bill. I just thought it was something that would create some efficiencies, would create we just wouldn't have to hold hearings, and there'd be an outlet for our constituents who want these things. So it was just trying to find a solution, not wed to the bill. I think it was a compromise. I'll object to it, but I'll leave it at that.
Okay. Representative Holmes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I think I come down where you do, Mr. Chairman, which is that I like the idea of getting the legislature out of the license plate business. I like the idea of finding a way for our constituents to have this avenue without us having to spend time on the last day of session sitting in a conference committee on license plates. Because we heard loud and clear from the House that they're not ready to vote for that this session, I'm not going to be able. I'm going to support the motion, but I really hope that we will give it strong consideration next year, because I really think we just do this over and over and spend a lot of time on these issues. They're important to constituents. The breast cancer awareness license plate is one that my constituents brought to me that they feel very strongly about. My mother died of breast cancer. I was happy to kind of roll that in, but it's not really where we want to be spending our time, and it's not where most Alaskans want us to be spending our time. And I really applaud Senator Relikowski's efforts in trying to get this off our plates, and I will be a strong supporter of that next year.
As will I. Representative Seaton.
And thank you, Mr. Chairman. And you know, I'm pleased the bill is still alive. I am pleased to hear that the co-chair of finance had offered to have a hearing on the bill, because I think that is what's needed. And as I think you know, we had your bill in state affairs. I made a motion to take the number down. I voted to pass going out of committee. But I think moving ahead without the complications of having both the plates, individual plates, and the issue tied together, I think it will be easier to limit controversy. So I'll support the motion, and I believe, but I would like a question. Representative Meyer, did you, or Senator Meyer, did you object to my amended motion putting section 25
in? I objected to your first motion and then your amended motion. So I objected to both.
Okay, so then that means we need to.
You want to remove your objection to the amendment to the motion.
And then we still have the main motion.
And then we'll still have the main motion.
Okay, the main motion, though, includes Section HH and Section 25.
No, that was 25. The amendment. Adding Section 25 was his amendment, so you want to remove your objection to his amendment to the motion, because that would simply make it all in one piece.
Then we get back to one motion to vote on.
I'd like to remove my objection to
the amendment.
Just
the amendment to the motion.
Amendment to the motion, yes.
Okay, without objection? Okay. Did you have something you wanted to say here?
Well, two things. So just to be clear, what we're voting on then, removing Section HH and Section 25 on page 5?
That's correct.
Okay. Can I have a brief at ease, Mr. Chairman?
At ease? House comment, not the, I guess it is the House Commerce Committee will come to order. There's a motion on the floor. Would you?
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
Comment, please.
Senator Meyer.
Thank you.
I want so badly to call you representative, but it's Senator Meyer.
Thank you. It's with some distraught here that I will support the motion. I think that Senator Rutkowski and the Senate did the right thing by giving this authority to the DMV, and obviously our body felt pretty strongly about that. So not sure how this will play when it comes back over, but obviously I have a personal interest in the bill and in one of the plates as does Senator Menard, and I will speak with Representative Stoltz and encourage him, as well as
and I'll join you.
Hopefully you guys will, because
I will join you.
You had some there that adamantly opposed any license plates. Well, this is the only way you can get rid of the license plates is just let somebody else deal with it. But on the other hand, too, we are here to represent our constituents, and this is the process now to help our constituents with the plates that they want. I know in my case, I had many constituents who feel very strongly on adoption, and that's why they wanted the Choose Life plates. Obviously, the other side, the pro-choice side, wanted their plates too, and so we did compromise and make that amendment. But other groups as well, the suicide prevention, as well as the pro-life folks, support the plate, and I know many of Senator Menard's constituents support and wanted her plate. So, with all the interesting concern from our constituents, I would like to see this go forward, and I will do the best I can to sell it to my Senate colleagues. But it is with concern that we do not include the DMV director at this time.
Okay. No further comments? Would you call the roll, please?
Representative Holmes?
Yes.
Representative Seaton?
Yes.
Senator Meyer?
Yes.
Senator Menard?
Yes.
Chair Wielakowski?
I'm not the chair, but no.
Chair Lynn?
You can be the chair if you vote yes. No. Lynn is yes.
For the House, 3 yay. For the Senate, 2 yay, 1 nay.
Okay. With that, it is passed, and form is again what we have to do with the paperwork now. We have to get this ratified. Representative Seaton.
Mr. Chairman, I have two copies of a conference committee report that won't be in effect until after the President and Speaker grant powers of limited free conference. What that does is it's laid out here then. Takes the Senate State Affairs HB 19, the CS, and removes Section HH and Section 2, that's number 25, from the bill. And so there's two copies to be signed.
And our staffs will get that to the appropriate people.
That's correct.
To attempt to get that done.
Right. Okay.
With that, I'd like to thank the audience for coming here. License plates and messages on plates, actually, it is important, but I think what's important here is the process that we've all been through, exercise of different opinions in the House and in the Senate, a matter of working together to for progress, even at this late hour of our session. And I'd like to thank everybody who's been concerned about it. I'd like to especially thank the members of this Commons Committee. This is the first Commons Committee that I've ever chaired, and I hope it's the last one on license plates. But with that, thank you, everybody, and we are adjourned.